Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Spokesperson for the American College of Emergency Physicians. She's Dr. Lee. And the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. We have an interesting women's health topic. Everybody knows it was very public, Angelina Jolie. First, she had bilateral mastectomies and then recently had her ovaries removed because she has the BRCA1 and 2 genes. So my next guest is an expert, Dr. Christine Horner. She's a nationally known surgeon and author. She is board certified from the National Board of Surgery and Plastic Surgery, and she was one of the people instrumental in the campaign that required insurance companies to pay for breast reconstruction, which was interesting. Clinton signed that bill back in 98, and I, not to date myself too much, I did my training and I did some surgical training before emergency medicine. And yeah, I remember the time when, you know, women had to have mastectomies and then they had to pay for themselves to make themselves whole, or they wouldn't even out your breasts. So that was a pretty big deal. So welcome, Dr. Horner. Thanks for being on.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So this is interesting, and you wrote a very interesting article that was in Healthy Living about saying, you know, you don't need to sometimes go to that extreme of surgical, I guess, castration if you have the gene. But let's talk a little bit about this gene, because if you have it, your incidence of breast cancer can be as high as 80% and ovarian as high as 40%. So I'm sure that's pretty scary for women. So what this gene actually doesn't cause the breast cancer. Well, explain it to everybody.
Sure.
The BRCA.
Well, actually, everybody has a BRCA1 gene and, you know, 2 gene. And this gene is something that governs tumor suppression. So it forms proteins that help to suppress the growth of tumors. It's also involved in the DNA repair mechanisms. And we get our DNA is damaged all the time from toxins and from oxygen-free radicals. And then we have these mechanisms in place that will repair it in women who have a mutation, so there's some, you know, irregularity or damage to that particular gene, then they don't make those proteins adequately, and they also have DNA repair mechanisms that don't work as well. So that's why it increases the risk of not only breast and ovarian cancer, but also a number of other cancers where you can't be chopping out the organs like your stomach and pancreas and, you know, even melanoma of the skin. So, you know, as I said, what happens is they've got a defect, you know, in their ability to do this repair. And, you know, we could say, all right, you know, the risk is so high that everybody should have, you know, this preemptive surgery done. And is that the only choice? And, you know, to Angelina Jolie's credit, in her op-ed, she said, you know, this is what I chose to do. It's not the only, you know, path that a woman can take, and that she should certainly investigate alternatives. And, you know, there are actually many excellent alternatives that can reduce the risk of breast and ovarian cancer down to really negligible, even in people who have this genetic mutation. Mm-hmm. So I wrote a book a number of years ago called Waking the Warrior Goddess, which is all about the natural approaches to protecting against and fighting breast cancer. And when we look at the BRCA1 gene families, we see that from 100 years ago, the incidence of breast cancer actually is about two to three times higher than what it was 100 years ago. And we can say, well, why is that? Well, all the things that we know that increase the risk of breast cancer in normal women, which are all diet and lifestyle factors, are the same things that increase the risk in these women with the BRCA1 gene mutation. So knowing that, you know, making some simple diet and lifestyle changes can have really dramatic effects on people. In fact, everything that I found that had an influence almost universally dropped the incidence by 50%, so just cut it in half. And if you do more than one healthy thing, those things will multiply up together. They don't add up together, so it becomes incredibly simple to dramatically lower your risk.
Right. But with that said, I mean, the people that have the gene, and, you know, I wrote a piece for HuffPost, actually two different ones. One is, you know, people at this point, although recently new panels have come out, you know, if you have the gene, I mean, not to say you're the lucky one, but in a sense you are, because now you know, okay, I have a high risk. So you can make sure you take care of all these things, but you also, if you have it, besides doing this, I mean, you must advocate careful screening, especially yeah. if you're opting not to have any yeah. surgical intervention.
Yeah, but really important to do screenings that don't use radiation, because women with the BRCA1 gene are way more sensitive to radiation. And they actually find that by doing mammograms, for instance, in women younger than 30 with the BRCA1 gene mutation, it increases the risk mm-hmm. of breast cancer by 90%, because that radiation, you know, damages the DNA and
right.
they just can't repair it. Now, there's a few things. Now, I always say, you know, Angelina Jolie, there's a lot that goes into a decision to have that kind of surgery done. And she watched her mother, grandmother, and aunt
right.
die, and you can't minimize the emotional, you know, damage that occurs from
right.
from that and makes you scared. But there are many things that, that people can do that, as I said, can dramatically lower the risk. So the first thing is that you really want to keep your immune system strong. And Angelina Jolie talked about that, too. You know, it's like, I want to keep my immune system as strong as I can, because that's the kind of the common denominator, you know, and things that we know that will increase the risk of cancers is that it has some sort of effect at depressing the immune system. So too much stress in your life, staying up too late at night, eating sugar, you know, really, you know, knocks out the immune system. So the healthy diet and lifestyle is something that really supports your immune system. And, you know, one quick little trick that, you know, you can do is that we know that medicinal mushrooms, for instance, have an effect at helping to support the immune system. And there's one particular formula called AHCC, which stands for Active Hexose Correlated Compound, which is why we call it AHCC. But it's out of Japan, and they've done hundreds of studies on it, and it's shown to be one of the most effective mushroom formulas in helping to support every single cell type in the immune system and is associated with a significant reduction in many different kinds of cancers, including breast cancer, prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, even, you know, melanomas. But in addition to that, they actually prescribe AHCC in the hospitals in Japan to cancer patients because the survival statistics are so much better.
So do you get that in a supplement? Is that what
So that's a supplement. You can just Google it and for it. I also have, you know, some of this available on my website, which is drchristinehorner.com, drchristinehorner.com. Mm-hmm. But you can, you know, order it. I kind of recommend getting it off the internet. It's the easiest,
right.
you know, way to get it. And it's just, you know, capsules, and you take, you know, one in the morning, one in the evening. And if you have a particular illness, you can actually, you know, increase the amount of it. But like I said, hundreds of studies. So that's a really good way to just kind of like start today with your immune system. But as the name implies, supplement.
It's
meant to supplement your good diet and lifestyle. So in my book, I go through all those different things that I found that research shows you either need to avoid or you need to favor to, you know, to minimize your risk.
Well, it is. I mean, I think it is important. And, you know, I want to do a whole show at one point on breast cancer because there's so much there. But it's hard for women. And I imagine the women that have the gene, as you said, this emotional impact. But even young women I see today that have this precancerous lesions, everybody, you know, sometimes, and I did write a piece in HuffPost, and we just have a minute, that sometimes with breast cancer, less is more. But people, it's hard, it's very psychological, and it's hard to get them to believe that. When you hear the word cancer or, you know, pre-cancer, people just want it out.
Right, yeah.
And you as a surgeon, I imagine, must see that all the time.
I do, and, you know, this is why my focus is totally turned to prevention, because I was tired of being on the cleanup crew, and again, there's so many things, simple things that people can do to dramatically lower their risk.
Well, some interesting topics. You can read her book, and we will definitely have her back. This is the Dr. Lee Vanocur Show on Radio MD. Where feeling good starts with looking good. Stay tuned into your health.